This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. This is going to be our last one for the school year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Again, I hate to make excuses, but we have been pretty busy. Like, we've just, I don't know. It feels like past 2 weeks have gone by so fast.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to put out a podcast right now, but.
Well, yeah, people.
Yeah.
Using stuff.
Yeah. But yeah. Let's not make it any more less, but let's just get into it. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, let's start with the Phils. I barely watched any Phillies the past like five
same.
Games.
Like
you can just tell if you just watch a couple innings of each game that I don't know what's happened. They can't hit the baseball at all. I mean, except for the one inning against the Rockies when they scored like I think they scored six. I mean they got shut out yesterday. They scored two nights ago. I think they scored two or less runs three of the five games this series, in the five games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happened. I saw someone put a tweet. Someone put a tweet saying it reminds him of the Diamondbacks series last year.
Yeah.
They just lost, like, their touch.
Yeah.
The hitting.
But, yeah, like, with the Phillies, I mean, I think we all saw this coming. I don't think it's a surprise.
We all thought, like, they're going to hit a little.
They're going to hit a little slump. It's just how it goes in baseball. But I'm not really too annoyed by it just because the pitching is still.
Except for Taiwan.
Yeah, but we knew that was going to go bad.
I think I screenshot a stat. I can pull it up.
You still got Wheeler going.
He was good yesterday.
I think he went six innings yesterday, so.
Yeah.
That's all I really care about. Is as long as the pitching is doing what they've done before, then
yeah,
I'm fine.
For Taiwan, Taiwan is second in the league in barrel percentage and eighth in exit velo and 10th in hard hit. He's getting hit pretty hard. And, I mean, some of it wasn't on him when he pitched. I think Bohm had an error. Mm-hmm. A scored run.
I heard about
that. I think Rojas made a play. I don't know if that's true or not. I didn't see it, but I know Tom McCarthy said something about it. But yeah, Wheeler looked good. Ranger did not look good against Colorado. I didn't see most of it, but when you look at the stats, he walked four, gave up a homer.
But then again, where was it at?
Yeah, it was in Colorado.
Yeah, so I mean,
who pitched game one against Colorado? Was it Sanchez? I think it was Sanchez.
I have no idea.
They lost an extra two of the last five games, mm-hmm. which hurts.
I'm not too worried, to be honest. I think, then again, like, they're not, I mean, they've won one in their last five.
Yeah.
So, it's not looking good.
There's still time to win. They have this, then they have a day off tomorrow, which I think they need. They need a day off.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. Now that I think about it, when I said I'm not worried because the pitching's doing well, I feel like it hurt us in the playoffs last year. The pitching was fine. It's just the hitting just disappeared. So it is kind of worrisome. Nick is... I don't even know. Like, if I was the manager, I don't even... First of all, he should not be in that four spot.
Was he batting fourth?
I think.
Yesterday's game?
I don't know, but I swear I saw a comment of somebody saying that.
Yeah, he was batting fifth yesterday.
Somebody saying that our fourth guy should not be batting 180, and I just assumed it was Nick.
Nick was batting fifth the past 2 days.
Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Who was batting fourth?
I'm going back to the Rocky. Fourth is Bohm. Going back to the Rocky series.
Maybe. All right. I don't know. But either way.
They moved him up the lineup, though, for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I think there's bigger news in the division, though. Acuna.
It's sad.
It is. Is it the other knee he tore?
Yeah. It was actually sad. Like, I was really sad when I saw it.
Yeah.
As it much sucks. As their arrival, it's still, like,
yeah, it hurts baseball. You know, he hasn't been the greatest year. He's still, like, one of the most talented.
He's still the reigning MVP, so.
Yeah, and that hurts because now they lost Strider and Acuna to the year. And it's tough for Acuna because, like, just 3 years ago. Was it 3 years ago or 2 years ago?
COVID year? No, it was the year after.
It was the year they won the championship. Yeah, so 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Since he tore it. He wasn't right. Like, it sucks because, like, most of his career, like, in his prime, is going to be known to tear both ACLs. And that hurts.
It really, like, I'm not, like, it's sad because it could be one of those things where it's like, he could be one of the biggest what-if players ever.
Yeah.
He could, because I doubt he's going to be the same. After.
I don't think the speed will be there again. Like, he's still going to be fast. I don't know if he's going to be, like...
It's just, like, once you tear your ACL, it's, like...
Twice, though. Like...
Both knees, like, it's bad. Like, you're not going to be running the same.
Like, it's worse if you tear, I think, the same knee, because then, like...
Then it's more likely to happen again and again.
Yeah.
But...
It sucks. Braves... Except the Braves have been playing, I think they won the past couple of games. I think they came out to their notch.
Then again, though, like, he's out. It sucks. But their team is still so,
they have so much depth.
Yeah, like, they can.
I don't think Matt Olson's having. I think Matty O has been gone.
He's been bad, I'm pretty sure.
I think he's been a little heat stretch, though.
But, yeah, it really sucks. I feel bad, but it happens. It's baseball. It's just kind of surprising, though, that, like, I don't really know how, like, what goes into tearing your ACL and, like, how it actually happens.
Yeah.
Because it's a muscle in your knee, but is it, or not a muscle,
it's a ligament.
Yeah, ligament. And I don't know if it's, like, when you overstretch it, it just.
I think it's that.
Because, like, the odds of that happening, though, like, to both his knees, and it hasn't happened to somebody in a while, he was probably. I don't want to say he was the last person to have it happen 3 years ago, but because I can't recall anybody that had. Hoskins.
I don't think Hoskins. I think Hoskins got a hamstring injury. I think
for the Phillies.
Oh, for the Phillies. Yeah, Phillies. I thought you meant like this year.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think the catcher threw the ball back to the pitcher fast, and he just got caught off guard. Is that what happened?
Because he was going to third, and then he turned around and
he slipped, lost. But if you look at the lineup there for the Braves, like, there's a lot of people Austin Riley's underperforming a ton. I think he's playing 39 games, like, 3 homers. How many did Riley have?
What's his average?
232.
Still way better than Nick.
Yeah. But yeah, I do believe they turn around. Like, I don't think I don't think Austin Riley's this bad as a hitter as he's been hitting.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I mean, Michael Harris has just... I don't know if it's just his bat, but... He's not hitting well. Sean Murphy is not hitting well. I mean, are they even playing Sean Murphy? Sean Murphy's
I'm assuming the Cubs did not get their no-hitter.
Did they get their no-hitter? I saw Cody get a Robert.
Yeah, that's what I saw, but usually I see it all over, like, everywhere once it happens. So
I saw on Twitter a lot. They're like... Cody.
Like, I saw the catch, but I'm saying, like, once there's no hitter, you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
So I didn't see anything, so I'm assuming they didn't get it.
The Mets, I think, choked. Mets choked a couple games over the weekend. The Matt Chapman play.
I was talking to Mr. Smith, the tech teacher, about so funny to see Jeff McNeil do that. Like, I was...
Wait, what did he do?
How he got really angry and slammed the bat down. He was, like, screaming. So funny. Like, it actually, it lightened me up. I love seeing him.
Did you see the Matt Chapman play with the bases loaded where he barehanded it?
Yeah.
He just... this...
Yeah. It's so funny.
Dude, I can't stand it. Him and Nimmo are my, like, least favorite. But, I mean, it's the Mets. What are they going to do? Mm-hmm. I think they got to trade, like, Luis Severino. I don't think he's a...
Yeah.
How is who's your rookie last year pitcher? Who's, like, in his mid-20s? The Japanese pitcher they got last year.
Oh,
is he hurt?
Are you talking about the Mets pitcher?
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name? No, don't look it up. Don't look it up.
I don't know.
Kodai Senga.
Yeah. How's he pitching? I haven't seen anything. I don't know if he's hurt.
But, yeah.
How do you spell his name?
Yanel East can go either way, so.
It can. I mean, the way it's playing, the Phillies right now should be favorites, but... It could change in a heartbeat if the Phillies keep playing like this. I don't think they're going to keep playing like this. I think there's just too much depth in that. Like, Amundo Sosa has been great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, give this guy, give him an extension. I don't care if he's got 2 years left on his contract. He's been playing fantastic. Matt Strom, I mean, he did give up the game-running run, but, like, it's an extra. Guy was on third. It's going to be tough to seal the deal, but...
Yeah.
You want to go to basketball?
Yeah, I think that's what mainly this podcast is going to be about, because there's just so much
happening.
Yeah. I don't even think we talked about round two. No, we did. We did. But
we didn't talk about anything in round three.
At all. I don't know if we talked about the
outcomes talked game
of round
one.
Two.
I think we talked... No, I think we did.
No, I think we talked about maybe... I'm trying to think. Anyways, game one for both conference finals.
I think...
The Celtics-Pacers... We'll start with the East first.
Yeah.
Celtics-Pacers.
Pacers dominated that fourth quarter. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I think Tatum missed a couple threes. I think... Then he took a bad fadeaway jump shot. And then, like... I think everyone in the building thought the Pacers were going to win that until the pass by Nembhard to Pascal that Brown tipped.
Mm-hmm.
And Siakam shot throw. And then I don't know how Brown hit that three-pointer to tie it in OT.
Unbelievable. Like, that was crazy.
I mean, a guy in his chest, and he's, like, he's leaning back while shooting it.
Were you watching it? I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going crazy. I had to keep my voice down.
What game was that? Game three?
Game one. That was game one. Game three was
Or no, I was thinking game. Are you sure that was game one? The Jaylen Brown three, the one in the corner.
Yeah, that was game one. It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Game three was Jrue Holiday who made the and one and then stole the ball away from Nembhard.
And then game two was when Haliburton got injured.
Yeah, and then Brown dropped 40 and they beat down. But yeah, game one goes to OT. I mean. It was nice to watch. It was a great game to watch. I mean, that whole series was good to watch. From game one, game three, game four, they were close, tight group games.
Yeah.
Game three was crazy because I didn't think they were going to come back and win that game when they're down 18. And they just – experience matters. That's what it came down to in the series. I mean, it helps to have Jrue Holiday on your team. Mm-hmm. That's why I know. You know, guy making game-winning plays – I mean, I was going nuts when he stole the ball from Nembhard.
Yeah.
And Tatum had his best game in the series. And then, I believe Brown should have won MVP.
Oh, 100%. I don't know what people are talking
about. I thought he was the best player. Him, Jrue Holiday, and I thought Tatum should have been third.
Without Jaylen Brown, you probably would have lost two games.
I thought...
Actually, 100%.
I thought Tatum was good in game three and game four. I thought he was good in game one. I just don't think it was a little off. Like, his fourth quarter wasn't good, but Jaylen Brown, the whole series, always was in it. Game four, making just pull up three, and then.
He 100% deserved MVP. Anybody that says did they average the same points in that series?
I think
I saw somebody say they averaged the same stats, but it doesn't, like. That's just – you can tell the people who watched the games and who didn't.
I mean, every time Jaylen Brown had the ball in his hands, it felt like he was going to make a right play.
Yeah.
I mean, him hitting Derrick White in the corner to seal the series. I mean, everything he needed to do, he did. I mean, my favorite move is what he kept pulling off was he would get in, jump stop, pivot, then go again, and then lay it up, do a floater.
Yeah.
But, I mean – Tatum hitting Al Horford dropping 21 in game three. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, didn't he have seven threes or something? Yeah. All of his points are threes. But Western Conference.
I will say, though, with the Pacers, Anthony Nembhard is a dog.
Out of nowhere.
He's like, in college, he was good. Man, without Haliburton, he turned up another level. That was fun to watch.
He was keeping him in that fourth game. Like,
he's keeping both games, game three and game four.
But.
Let's go to the West, though, where
the better series.
You want to talk about again? You want to talk about Luka?
I think Kyrie.
Yeah, but Luka's game went on Rudy Gobert, though. I think we should.
Nasty.
Did you see the comments that he made after the game on the TNT crew? It was like he wanted Rudy.
Yeah.
I don't get why they switch. Rudy can guard the.
No,
premier.
He can't.
He can do somewhat. He's not sticking with Luka. Luka's too. I'm not gonna say shifty. He's quirky.
He's not fast. He just has like
his own pace.
Yeah,
and you don't know how to time it. And when he, but Luka hit a three, and then I think game one, was game one close? I know game three was like It was not that close.
I guess a good way to say for Luka is, like, he always shoots the ball when you don't think he's going to. Like, like when I feel like when he... When a defender's hand is up, he still shoots it. Like,
oh, yeah.
And it goes in.
See the four-point play yesterday that he made?
Yeah, that...
Well, three. He didn't
hit
the free throw.
That almost...
That was the...
Almost. Boom. That was almost, like, insane.
I was on... I almost fell asleep before seeing that because I was exhausted yesterday. But I saw that. I was like, what? He hit that? Like, I hit him. Guy shot the ball like that. Anyway.
But that whole series, we all know that Mavs are up 3-1.
Yeah.
It sucks, but I was talking to my dad about it. I think the Timberwolves have so much talent and young guys that it's just all experience at this point.
Yeah.
They're going to be there again, I think, whether it be next year or a few years after.
I will say, did you see the graphic TNT made about Karl Anthony Towns saying bad kitty?
Yeah, because he's
shot four.
And four for 32.
And he said he's the best three-point shooter of all time as a big man.
Were you talking about Charles Barkley when he said it?
No,
I saw a clip of him saying, like, people are saying he's a good shooter, but he's not right now, like, at all.
Yeah, right now he's not shooting the ball good, but like, usually he is a good shooter. He's one of the best big man shooters in the game. But right now he's shooting horrific. He got benched in game two, I want to say.
He should be.
Yeah,
there's no way around it. I don't think that guy should be shooting the ball if you're shooting like that.
Like, Rudy Gobert is not, I don't think he's been the best. Anthony has...
Naz Reid, though. He is on another level. He's good. That one. What game was that? Game three? I think it was game three.
Checking.
I want to say, I think it was game three or game. No.
Game two?
Game two? It was either game three or game two with the eight three pointers or seven. And then trying to tie it up at the end or go for.
Yeah, it was game two.
Was it going for the win?
Yeah, going for the win.
Going for the win. That was like...
That looked good.
That was like 32 feet out.
I didn't see it. I was asleep. I was asleep. I was exhausted. But I saw the clip. It did look pretty good.
Actually, that was like 31 feet. But either way, like...
Every game has been... Except for game three that was up by... They won by 9, the Mavs. They've been all 3-point or 5-point games to 1-point game. Like, it's been a very close series.
That's what I mean. I think the Mavs are just more built for the playoffs right now. They got all those guys that are not old, but they're... Either in their prime or...
Yeah.
Like, they are just a little bit better than the Timberwolves. Like, just a little bit.
I think better offense
And I'm
helps.
Not going to lie. But for the podcast before this one, I said the Timberwolves were going to win because I thought they were a better team.
I think a lot of people thought because the defense up there.
Yeah, like, looking at them going against... Who did they play?
Who?
Timberwolves last round.
Oh, they played the Nuggets.
Yeah. Looking at them play the Nuggets, like... Their defense was just so good.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was really going to transfer over, but Luka...
There's a difference between playing KCP and Jamal Murray. Even Jamal Murray's a great player, to Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving offense.
Because Ant even said, I think it was either game one or game two, he was exhausted.
Yeah, he looked exhausted game
guarding one. Kyrie. Like, and I think it was also game two, Luka's injuries, man. He was a wreck. Like, I felt bad. Like,
he's still cooking fools.
Yeah, and he still went crazy. See, this is what I mean, though. Like, I want the Timberwolves to win still, but I'm literally completely okay with either team winning.
Yeah, I think the storylines is more with better if it's Mavs Celtics.
Yeah.
Because of the Kyrie aspect.
100%. Like, I'm at... Oh, I cannot wait.
The fans will say to him... Yeah. I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the finals. Matchup is good.
I'm a Celtics fan. I don't hate Kyrie anymore. I used to, like, dislike him just because of what he did when he said he was staying. I can care less now. I love watching Kyrie Irving. I think he's one of my favorite players to watch just the way what he does on the court. But that's going to be exciting because, like, you got Drew Holiday and Derek White against Kyrie. You put Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. Like, it's going to be fun. Kristaps might come back. Like, you talk about the parallels of Kristaps against the Mavs and Kyrie against the Celtics. I think it just builds a perfect picture that will be a lot better, I feel like, than last year's finals.
Oh, 100%. It's already going to be better.
I love basketball. That finals last year, because the Celtics ripped my heart out.
Yeah.
It was tough to watch. But this year, they were deemed.
Yeah. I think either finals is going to be great. I think if the Timberwolves go, they're going to definitely lose, unfortunately. If the Mavs go, I think it could go either way.
I think the Celtics win just on sheer just talent.
That's what I think the Celtics are just going to win because of the depth. Like, they just got so many guys that are
I think the Mets had a lot of depth too. I mean, Dante Exum, former top five pick.
Can you talk about Derek Lively? That guy was getting bullied. I think he had two back-to-back injuries.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, I think I saw that.
He got hit in the head, and then I forget what else happened.
I love watching. Derek Lively's a fun player to watch.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, these teams got depth. Like, the Timberwolves have depth, but not like them.
He's like, P.J. Washington's kind of like a Derek White kind of addition. I love watching Derek White.
Yeah.
Derek White. I love Tatum. Derek White's my favorite player to watch on the Celtics. The way. The bald head.
Yeah.
Makes it so much cooler.
He was on the Nets, right?
The Spurs.
And then that's when he had hair. I remember.
Spurs, and then the first 2 years for the Celtics, he had hair.
How old is he? Like, when did he get to the league?
I think he was 22 when he got in the league. Because he was in D2, and then he came up to play for Colorado.
Yeah.
As a senior or junior.
Bronny James is also staying in the drafts, I think. Like, they put it on Instagram that he is, but you have till, I think, midnight tonight to, like, decide officially. So, wait, how does that work? If you don't get drafted, can you not play the next year in college? Is it, like, how does that work? Because they're making it seem like it was a risk.
I don't think he... I think he... did he forego his college eligibility?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, he can't. Then he can't play.
That's what it said. So what does that mean?
So then he'll probably have to... Then he'll be a free agent.
In college?
No, he can't play. I don't think he can play in college anymore.
Oh, so he's like, no matter what, he's going to the NBA. He's just going to be a free agent.
Or he's playing the G League.
Yeah.
He's going to get drafted.
Yeah, like, I think people are saying that he's not. I don't think he should be. I don't think he's ready. You can say whatever you want about the combine. We've seen many people that can perform well at any sports combine, and they still don't.
John Ross.
I think that's like the obvious one.
Yeah, 4-2 something.
Went to the Bengals and just never heard about him again. But,
yeah, I heard a lot. Well, I like Bronny, though. I think his defensive upside has a lot. Like, you can work with his defense.
Yeah, I think that's the big spotlight.
He'll never be the scorer that I think people once thought he was. I think he'll be above average scorer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he averaged more than 10 points a game in a couple years. Like, when he's in his mid-20s,
I'm still on the fence about it. I think his defense is just going to carry him.
I know. He could be one of the better guards.
Like, I feel like he's just going to be a Ben Simmons.
Well, for him, I think...
Obviously, he's going to shoot a little better because Ben Simmons just didn't shoot.
A shorter... Like, I like the thing with Bronny that I love his defense because I feel like he can be one of the best defending guards in the league.
Yeah.
In his prime, like, I really believe...
And there's not much of those right now.
You got Derek, you got Drew, you got Ant. Yeah, there's not a lot of like great guard defenders.
There's a lot of offensive guards right now that just can't play.
There are good like good defensive guards, like, but I think the best is Drew Holiday. Great. I love Drew. The play he made, just the and one. The offensive Drew Holiday always makes the right plays.
I don't know about averaging 10 points per game. I think maybe when he gets up there in age, he can.
That's what I mean. Like,
I don't think he's going to be... I don't know. I think his defense is going to carry
him. He's going to make an all-defensive team one of these years in his career. I truly believe that. I don't think it's going to be first. I think it's going to be second team. But I think it's going to be fun to watch, though, how his career goes and what LeBron does. Because I think LeBron has until June something, or I want to say... It's June 20-something. I want to say in one of those days.
The word is that Philly is ready to give Jimmy a maximum extension. But I was talking to Mr. Heller about it, teacher.
Mr. Heller?
Yeah.
Get him on the pod.
We tried.
We did try.
We just forgot. There's a lot of people that want to get on the pod, but we forgot. He was making some amazing points that I never even thought of. Because we were talking about how the... I was saying how the 76ers are in a horrible spot because they're... I was talking to you about this before.
Yeah.
How they're so close, yet so far. And I was talking about how they could trade Joel. And he was like, no, they can't. What are they going to get for him? And I'm like, that's true. He's like, he always gets injuries. Like, there's really nothing you can do. He said it's like how it was with the Sixers now in Iverson. Obviously, I wasn't, like, alive.
Yeah, we weren't alive.
But I believe him. He said, like, how it worked was... AI was just like, they were stuck with him. And he said that's how it's going to be with Joel. Like, they're just stuck with him. They can't really trade him for any true value. And he said he doesn't want Jimmy either because he can't play a full season.
I will say, Mr. Heller does have very good points because I had him last year.
Yeah.
He knows his ball.
He's
I will say
very
this.
Knowledgeable on sport.
He knows his, especially the Pitt Panthers.
Yeah.
If you at pool, try to get an argument with him at the Pitt Panthers. It won't end well. But I think the Sixers is like, I think you got to go after Brandon. If I was a Sixers fan, all right, and I'm putting my GM cap on. I want to get Brandon Ingram. That's my top because of age, because of his versatility, his balls, his handle, his shot. Give me Brandon. If I could bring Ingram, then like the next it would be like Jimmy.
And like, I was gonna say like Ingram, Siakam.
I don't think Siakam leaves. I think he stays.
No, I know. I don't think he leaves either. I'm saying
OG and Anobi could be a good option.
I don't think he's leaving.
But they haven't given an extent. That's the point.
I'm just saying like if theoretically they didn't stay is what I'm saying. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like I don't know. I there's really nobody in free agency that can help the Sixers. Truly, they can help. They can't help him win a chip.
Tyrese Maxey at another level.
Yeah.
That's
And Mr. Heller is also saying if they trade a Joel, you got to trade Maxey. He said no. He said no. Okay. Not like that. Like you have to. He's saying the teams will ask for Maxey too. Like I said.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Because he said again, Joel has no value. Like.
Yeah.
What I was saying though is I don't really know. I don't really keep up with trading and like how GMs think, but I was saying like maybe like a desperate team would take Joel. Like that's very close to the finals, kind of like the Sixers, but they just need that centerpiece.
Yeah. What team has done that? Where they trade a lot for
the Nets.
Yeah, but I meant like at the
like they're close.
Yeah, like the middle of the year, like you have a team that you think you could, and then they go all in.
The Rockets?
No. I'm trying to think of a team that, like, it's hard to think.
I don't know who, like, I don't know who traded mid-year, so.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, like, if they got him during free agency or not, so it's kind of hard to tell. But.
It's going to be interesting to watch the Sixers, what they do throughout this offseason.
Yeah, because I don't really think there's any perfect move they can do.
I'm the best option is Ingram.
I think the best option is trading. I don't think. Because, wait, how does trading work? Is that during free agency and then you can. There's a deadline?
I don't think there's a deadline. I think deadline is the trade deadline.
Yeah, isn't the trade deadline like during the season?
Yeah.
Like, mid-season?
I think you can trade until once free agency hits. I think you can trade a little bit before.
Personally, I think I could just be completely wrong, but. Based off of what the free agents I saw, I think trading is going to be like their friend. I think they need to use trading. I don't want Jimmy. As much as Jimmy is great. Like, he's so good.
Jimmy's not what he was when he first came to the Sixers.
Yeah, if they kept him, we probably already would have had, I don't know if we already had a ring. But
that team, I will say that team, when it was Jimmy and Tobias came, I love that. I actually like that team.
Mr. Heller made a great point about how Jimmy doesn't even play a full season, not even three quarters. So, they don't want him.
But I think you get Jimmy just for the playoffs. For the playoff reasons.
See, that's the problem, though.
Yeah, I know.
That you're thinking kind of wrong.
All right, my bad.
Think about
it. Yeah, I know.
How many players have they gotten just for the playoffs?
They got Tobias a couple years ago. They got Jimmy.
Danny Green. Like, they get these guys that are not.
Mike Scott and James Ennis and Mike Scott.
They get guys that are, like, they're on the fence about, and it just doesn't work. And I'm tired of seeing it. I want them to get a guy that they know they're going to keep for a long time, and they know is going
to
be good.
Like, I think you need to trade for Ingram. I don't think Ingram's not free. You need to trade for him.
And also, a problem is, me and Mr. Heller are looking at the free agency list.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a single guard. Like, that's not old. Sorry.
Yeah.
Young guard.
I mean, D'Angelo Russell's the youngest one.
But, I was talking to him about D'Angelo Russell. I don't like
he's
that.
He's too inconsistent.
Yeah. Like, you can't even, like, I can't even track the amount of teams he's been on.
He's been on.
It's Lakers.
Lakers, Nets.
Timberwolves.
After the Nets, he went to Golden State, Timberwolves.
Yeah, like.
Back to LA.
Exactly. There's a reason why he's getting. Like passed around.
Well, I will say, 2019 D'Angelo was one of my favorite players to watch.
Yeah,
that was fun to watch. But the Nets really had a good young core, and they just scrapped it all up.
Yeah. So like what I was saying is, it's just there's really nothing they can do. I mean, literally, if I was a Sixers GM, I wouldn't know what to do.
I would stand pat and just watch what happens, and then go.
Yeah, I guess, but.
Would you bring back Buddy Hield?
That's a tough. I think for the right money, I don't think I would spend a lot at all, actually.
Yeah.
I think if Buddy wants to stay, then he'll stay. I don't think if he's on the fence about it, he's not going to stay.
Yeah.
It's not going to be one of those things where they're going to bring him in just because of the money. It's going to be because he wants to stay in Philly.
But would you bring back Boban?
I forgot he was in on the team.
He was, 2019.
Oh, I thought you meant like... I know he was then, but you're making it seem like he's still on the team.
Nah,
like
yeah, injured. Would you bring him back?
No.
No, why not, man? Him and Tobias Harris. The duo...
Tobias is gone, first of all.
Would you bring back... I think bring back Kelly Oubre.
Again, if he wants to stay,
yeah,
then he can stay. I think really the only option... If I was a GM for the Sixers, it's just rebuilding. Like, at this point,
yeah,
get rid of all these guys. But then again, you really can't because Maxey is there.
I feel like Lonnie Walker could be a good pickup. And I like Lonnie Walker.
Also, Mr. Heller was saying that if they started rebuilding, I don't think Maxey wants to be in the middle of that. I don't think he doesn't want... Like, I think he wants to win. I don't think he just wants to be losing.
This is a Mr. Heller podcast? My lord.
Well, he was making a lot of great points.
I will say he does make a lot of good points.
Because I think it was a few days ago, or last week, we had class for 50 minutes. We weren't doing anything, so we were just talking about the Sixers. So
yeah.
But, yeah. They're the top team in the NBA right now in the toughest spot. I don't think there's...
I think Lakers are one of them, too. I think Cavs are in a tough spot.
I don't think the Lakers are even close.
Because
I know what to do with the Lakers. You get rid of AD, you get rid of LeBron. You got to rebuild. That's just how
you
it is.
You have to, but what did you get for Anthony Davis? I think Cleveland's the most fascinating team. One of those. Because if Donovan Mitchell stays or does he leave? Like, I think that's what...
I think he'll stay.
I do too, but I don't know, man.
Just because of how far they made it.
Do they keep Jared Allen? That's the point. Like, Jared Allen's been in speculations now of getting traded because he didn't play at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean... Does Darius Garland get traded? Like, it's a lot of that. Like, that's why no coach is taking a spot yet there. Like, they haven't hired anybody. I got the season still going on, but these are like Lakers are interviewing guys. Like,
there's been coaches getting hired like already. So
like, if you're a guy who wanted to work for Cleveland, like be a coach for Cleveland, you ask him, is Donovan Mitchell staying? If he's not, I'm not taking the position. Because if D. Mitch ain't there, it's gonna be
tough.
And
let me just say this: I think Nick Nurse is the guy. I think he is the coach. I don't think there's anything wrong that he... There was no, like, really outstanding points that he did wrong. I mean, the timeout thing, but that wasn't even his fault.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's a great coach. He's better than Doc. 100%.
Yeah.
That guy was...
Keeping it in Philly, did you see Bryce Harper get ejected?
Yeah. I thought that was... stupid.
I missed it because I clicked on the game at like the third inning and I didn't see Bryce. I'm like, where's Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
And I saw a clip. So he was arguing balls and he was arguing a strike call and he got thrown out. Also, umpires. Angel Hernandez is finally gone.
Best news ever.
Now, is he probably a good guy? Yeah. Was he a terrible umpire? Absolutely.
Was he a good guy? I don't care.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the point. Like, he was probably a good guy. Was he good at his job? No.
I don't care if he was a good guy. I don't care if he was the worst guy ever.
That call on Kyle Schwarber
will always
blow my mind.
There was a...
There's a highlight of all this bad...
I heard on the radio, guys were talking about how a guy wants... The guy on the radio was... He really wants robot umpires.
I don't want robot umpires.
I don't think any... No. Just no. It won't.
It won't look too weak. Like, I'm not trying to watch a robot ump.
People are just like, they're so overreactive. Yes, the umpire's been abysmal. It's been bad. It deserves these kind of reactions. But going as far as saying we need robot umpires is bad. We have literally seen it be perfectly fine with good umpires. There's been good umpires where there hasn't been a single problem. What year did the Angel Hernandez like whole thing start? I think it was the Kyle Schwarber year where he got called on those.
I think I don't know when it started, but I just know that him, Joe West.
Yeah.
There's been a...
Like, as much as I just don't want robot umpires. It's just going to remove so much from the game. And
yeah, it's...
Tell me, because from what I can remember, from 2015 to, like, 2018, I don't recall any complaints about umpiring.
Except for Angel Hernandez.
Like, I don't even remember that.
Like, Angel, like, going back to Angel Hernandez, though, like, yeah, like, but, man, his whole career, it's been bad. I mean, I think there's a clips out there of him calling bad strikes, which, it's not even like, if you get a strike call wrong, fine, you got it wrong. If you, I think there's a bad, Ronald Acuna, I think you got a slider in the same spot every time, up and away. And they
same
called,
with Wyatt Langford.
And they called it strike every time, and it was always, I think he was third base one time, and he ejected Bryce after he did not swing, and he did swing. And then nothing beats it on Sunday Night Baseball when it's Josh Hader versus Kyle Schwarber.
Even Josh Hader knew it was bad. And I like how Kyle Schwarber in that moment, too, stuck up for both teams. He was saying calls were bad on both teams. Like, it wasn't even just the Phillies.
That was back when Joe Girardi was managing.
Like you were saying, though, if you miss one strike call, it happens. We're humans.
You miss a whole lot bad. That's bad.
If you consistently miss every pitch, like, it's just get out. I wish he would have just taken it upon himself and retired earlier. That's just how I feel.
Love the game.
If I was getting that kind of hate, and I wouldn't even really care about the hate, but if it's actually true, like, and you're going back and watching those replays, you're like, wow, I really did bad umpiring that game. I would personally just resign. Like, that's just, I think that would be, like, a gentleman move to do. I don't know why he didn't do it. But
I think he just loved the game too much, you know? It's like, you're an old man.
Yeah, you can like the game and still
he loved it. He loved it. He loved the game. That's what he wanted. He wanted to ump. He said, hey,
show it's one. Just, it's bad. But
it was
gone.
He's gone, finally. Yeah. It's a good day for baseball.
Yeah.
That's all I know. And until the Phillies hold the trophy, it'll be a great day for baseball.
Yeah, that's going to be hopefully soon.
You think who you think right now the MVP is for the AL and NL? What, like one third of the season in?
I haven't really been paying attention to any baseball at all, really. AL.
I think Juan Soto might be up there.
Oh, 100%, he's up there. Judge is probably going to make his way up.
He's been on fire.
Just because of the shaky start he had, I don't know. Seager's been on fire. Like, on fire. I think he's hit a...
I don't think any pitcher's going to, like, win it this year.
Yeah.
They're not...
Just because of DeGrom's not playing and he hasn't been the same. And DeGrom is, like, the only guy, I feel like, that's actually capable. Because we all know reliever or closers can't get it just because...
You see the one reliever for the Padres struck out 13 straight?
Yeah, who was it, though?
I
did see
I want to say... I don't know. Like, the announcer didn't make no big deal out of it. It's like, strike three. Game.
But, yeah, I think Juan Soto is probably the obvious one right now. Devers has been doing good.
He has been doing good.
I think.
I think he hit a home run six.
Gunner, I think, is also there.
It was Jeremiah Estrada, I think.
Estrada.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think it's just – I can't really think of any AL guys right now, but
– NL
– I feel like it could be – it's all up in the air. Shohei's probably one. Mookie's two.
I mean, Harper's in there. Harper's been – I think Bone probably more than Harper.
I don't know. I think
– Harper's been playing good, though. Great, though.
Yeah, I think with how it's been going recently, if I were making the list, I think Bone would be above Harper, but I think just knowing, like, MLB Network and stuff, they probably put Harper above him. But yeah, I think Shohei and Mookie are like.
I mean, Ranger can be. I think Amaga, Shota.
If he can, like, obviously he keeps this up.
If he's a 1.5 at the end of the year, then yeah.
That would be, like, insane.
Live the best rookie year ever as a pitcher. Have the best, like, ERA. What is the.
Tim Lincecum?
Best ERA for a.
And, like.
Rookie pitcher.
Carlos Rodon had a good year, I remember.
Lowest ERA by Jose Fernandez is the, like, 2013 finished with a 2.19. Dude, Jose.
Is Tim Lincecum even on there?
Tim Lincecum. Was he? He was. What's his nickname again? I forget.
Oh, I don't know.
I think he had a nickname though. But yeah, I don't see him. There's a lot of 1940s. Only Jose Fernandez is the only one in the 2010s.
Yeah. I don't know, to be honest. I think the MVP is, with baseball, it's always up in the air just because of how many games.
Yeah.
So, but.
Hey, we're already one third in the season, though. We got a lot of more.
See, baseball. I like the season moving, feeling it's like moving fast because I like getting to playoffs sooner.
Yeah.
Now that the Phillies are.
But nothing beats summer baseball. You know, you sit home, got nothing to do. It's 1 o'clock. I hate early games, and I don't know why. Now I keep getting tired so much. I can't stand watch these late night games. Mm-hmm. It hurts. I have my attention spans off.
Once summer kicks in, the late night games will be awesome.
I will say sitting like after a Phillies game, it's 10 o'clock in the summertime, and you put on MLB Mix, and you can see all the late night games. Mm-hmm. Nothing beats that. But hey, we got Phillies baseball today.
But
they played 3 o'clock today.
Do they really?
Yeah, against the Giants. They also, I saw a stat. They're like, they lost 9 straight in Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play good in San Fran.
Yeah, Mr. Smith was telling me. I think they're like 1-16.
Yeah, they're 2 and like something like that.
It's something bad. Like, I don't know what it is. They always just struggle against these very obscure teams.
I feel like
the Giants this year.
They should be better because like the additions they made.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
they got Soler, they got Chapman, they got Jordan. Jordan Hicks has been amazing. They got Snell. Who else did they get? They got some guy in the bullpen. They got Jung Ho Lee, who unfortunately got hurt.
That sucks.
And he's a great defender.
Yeah.
He's fast.
I hope to see no more injuries, but we all know it's going to happen.
I saw a graphic. There's only 5 players on the Phillies' current roster that was with Gabe Kapler.
Yeah.
Do you want to see if you can get any of them?
Right now, they're still in the like.
Yeah.
When was Gabe Kapler's last year? Was it 2017, 2018?
2020, I think. No, 2019.
Okay.
Let me see.
Try to find it.
I want to say I have it.
I think. I don't know about if I can name, like, the. Like, it depends on if they're on the big league team now.
Or I think big league team.
If they're on the big league team now, it's probably. I'm trying to go back. You said 2018
to 20.
If you find it, then I'll start guessing.
I you should know a couple of them. There's a couple.
JT.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in the minors, right?
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. Nola.
Yeah. I found it.
You found it.
Yeah.
Right. How many are there?
5.
5, and they're all in the big league team now.
Yeah.
Bohm?
No.
Bohm
was Girardi. You picked JT, right?
Yeah, JT.
You said Nola?
Nola. There's got to be some obvious ones.
Yeah, there are some obvious ones.
I'm just not thinking. I'm trying to go through their starting lineup.
I'll say there's one more in the starting lineup.
Harper.
Yeah, I think my pitching too.
I don't know why I didn't think of Harper. Oh, I was going like
pitcher and reliever.
Outfield and he's first. Pitcher and reliever.
Starting pitcher and relief pitcher.
Alvarado.
Nah.
Was he on the Rays then?
Yeah, he was a Girardi guy.
Wasn't Soto.
Nah.
God, all the relievers I'm thinking of are like just gone. Like, I was thinking like Corey Knebel, but he's not even there anymore.
Nah.
You said a starter and a reliever.
Yeah.
He starts the Phillies now.
Yeah. Nah.
Wheeler?
Nah. Wheeler was Girardi's first year.
I don't know why I can't think right now at all. It's not Taiwan.
Nah.
Sanchez, Ranger.
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 And there's one relief pitcher.
I feel like I should know this.
Gabe's first year as manager. He was the relief. I think he was a closer.
It's not Hoffman.
Nah. Hoffman was, I think, on the Rockies.
Yeah, he wasn't even. Is he, like, good now? Like, he's... Oh, it's Sir Anthony.
Yeah. Sir Anthony, yeah.
I just can't think right now at all. It's too, like...
Yeah, they've got basically... Like, you remember, like, Cesar Hernandez?
Oh, that team was amazing.
Michael
obviously
Franco...
Obviously, the record didn't show, but that team was just so nostalgic.
Michael Franco, best 7-hole hitter in the league.
Wilson Ramos.
Was he the... Dude. Who's the... Who's their catcher? Rupp? Was that his name?
Andrew Knapp.
I remember I thought he was going to be good. He hit a bomb off.
My dad did not like him.
Oh, I didn't like him either. I remember he hit a bomb, though, opening, I think, week or game. He hit a bomb off a pitcher.
We were in box seats at a Phillies game, and my dad was talking trash, like, not, like, obviously, like, screaming it.
Yeah.
Andrew Knapp is off the plate. He's like, oh, this guy's not going to do anything. He hits a foul ball and it goes right, like, at us. And we were like, it was, I don't know.
Remember Freddie Galvis came back to the Phillies?
Oh, my gosh.
A couple years ago, he came back.
I forgot about that.
He got traded back.
Yeah.
Who's an outfielder? Oh, Aaron Altair.
Odubel.
Nick Williams.
Nick Williams.
Dude, he had so much pop.
Yeah. Oh. That's what I mean. Like, that team's just nostalgic. It's not even... I don't think any Phillies fan wants to go back to that team.
Didn't Troy Tulowitzki play for the Phillies at one point?
Probably a while.
Like, his last year, I thought. Or was it Jose Bautista? I remember it was a Philly.
Jay Bruce?
I remember when Jay Bruce was...
Well, that was kind of recent. That doesn't count.
That was, like, 5 years ago.
That's kind of recent.
Baseball, I feel like a long time. Yeah. It feels like a long time. Like, I forgot Cole Knievel was on last year's team. He was on 2 years ago.
Yeah. But...
Hey, man. Hey. So there's a lot of nostalgia with the Phils. You got Tommy Joseph. Remember him?
I don't know who that is.
He was backing up for...
I have no idea.
For Ryan Howard. Yeah, I think he hit 20 home runs one year.
There's a lot of guys. Like, that whole, like, era of... Cesar Hernandez and Franco, like there's so many guys.
That was my team. That was when I grew up on, man.
Like that team is like I. Nobody wants to go back to that team.
Remember 2018 Phillies when they were first in the division for like a portion of the year and then they choked it.
Yeah, I do.
That was Nola's best year.
They didn't even make the playoffs that year, right?
No, Jake Arrieta. Dude, that was the. Every time Jake pitched, it was the worst thing I watched.
Yeah, but. Running out of time. I think this is the longest podcast we've ever done.
I think it was. I think we just did like 40-something minutes, 50?
Almost 50 minutes.
It was nice.
Yeah. I don't know when we're going to be back. Probably
August.
No, not that.
Oh, yeah, probably like...
It's probably going to be sometime in June.
Yeah.
Take
a little graduation break.
We still have graduation and then...
Whatever happens.
Yeah, all the stuff after college, get jobs and all that, so... We have a bunch of stuff to figure out, but until then, this Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. Yeah. And it would be, I think it's going to be season 3 next time. Season 2 right now. I think we did 51 episodes, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yes, Hot Takes with Nick and Justin will be back, hopefully soon.
Bye-bye.